Giant Radio, original podcast.
Hi there. Great to be back. You know, I've been reading some incredible stories about some incredible people. And this one, I really, really wanted to share with you. Would you believe if I say that there was a human being long, long ago who drank up the entire water in the ocean? Or he made a mountain bow down to him and stay like that forever? He actually balanced the earth? Or that he had an entire river inside his little jar called Kamandala? Was he a mystery? Or a part of history? The legends associated with this rishi are absolutely astonishing and unbelievable. He's talked about in Vedas, our epics, and also in Puranas. He's also said to be the most revered sage in Tamil culture amongst the Siddhas or great ascetics. He's said to have written the first Tamil grammar book. Everything about him is baffling, including his birth. He's said to be born in a pot. Oh, wonder how he managed to stay in there. It must have been hard. It is said that once when Lord Shiva was getting married to Parvati, all the gods, sages, animals and birds assembled at Mount Kailash to be a part of the wedding ceremony. This caused a major imbalance on earth. The earth tilted to one side towards the north, and that made everyone panic. But not for too long, as Lord Shiva called upon his trusted disciple who had the power to bring the earth back on its feet. Agastya, yes, that was his name. The most powerful sage who, with his enormous capabilities, helped the devas and the humans at all times. With all the gods, sages and other beings on the earth at the northern Kailash mountain and sage Agastya alone in the south, the earth came back to its perfect balance. Hard to believe. Wait until you hear other stories about him. The gods were troubled by demons called Kalakeyas. They were led by a powerful demon called Vritrasura. Indra killed Vritrasura with the help of his Vajrayudha, a weapon made out of sage Dadhichi's bones. Yes, that's also another interesting story for another day. After Vritrasura was slain, the Kalakeya demons hid themselves deep inside the ocean. They used to surface only during the nights and trouble all the people around. All the gods wondered who these culprits were causing all the trouble. Lord Vishnu told Indra and other gods that it was Kalakeyas and they could be destroyed only if someone could dry up all the water in the ocean. Oof, is that even possible? Of course, it was possible for our sage, the powerful sage Agastya. Guess what he did? He drank up the entire water in the ocean. And the Kalakeyas were exposed, defeated and destroyed by Indra and his team. Nothing was impossible for him. It's not just water. He controlled the mountain also. The Vindhya mountain. The mountain that had started growing, wanting to be taller than the Himalayas. He was growing in such a pace that he could actually block the sun and the stars' paths. So Sage Agastya was asked to help again. Sage Agastya walked to the mountain and ordered it to bend and stop growing as he wanted to cross over to the south. He also instructed the mountains to stay like that till he came back. The mountain stood there, bent, waiting for him. But Sage Agastya never returned to the northern part again. Southern India's most sacred river is a gift by Sage Agastya. King Kavera's daughter married Sage Agastya. She always hoped and prayed to be useful to the mankind. Sage Agastya changed her into water and put her inside his little jar called Kamandala. He kept the Kamandala next to him and was sitting on a rock meditating. A crow came there and toppled the water jar, and the entire water spilled and turned into a river, Kaveri. There are numerous stories about him in Mahabharata and Ramayana. The Puranas are filled with his legends. He is the most intriguing of all the sages we have. Do look for more and let me know what new stories you read or heard about him. Bye for now.